Thanks for checking out the Roodits and Loz podcast, driven by the Ford Ranger Raptor, inspired by desert racing. Ford Ranger Raptor has been developed by the Australian design and engineering team with Ford Performance DNA for true enthusiasts.
For all your steel supplies, it has to be Centurion Steel. Centurion.com.au.
G'day, it's Tex Walker from the Crows.
Come on. Let's talk
about Tex.
Oh, good morning, Tex.
Morning.
Thanks for the coffee. A heartbreaking loss. Mm-hmm. Tex, I asked Rue this question yesterday. The AFL came out afterwards and said, basically, the umpires got it wrong. Mm. Does that help? Does that make you feel better? Does it,
no.
You know, does it, no, doesn't do anything for you, does it?
Not at all. Nah, especially when it's happened three times in the last probably 15 games for us.
Yeah, right.
So very, very tough pill to swallow. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people would say, well, don't put yourselves in that situation. Well, guess what? We're in that situation.
Mm.
And, again, we probably – and it doesn't mean – as me at the time, it doesn't mean I automatically go back and kick the goal and we win.
You would have had to kick it too.
Probably would have, but but you know what I mean? It's just harder pill to swallow. Like, good on you for owning your mistake, but I think we should be looking at something that, you know, it's a
captain's call.
I do.
Talking about potentially having one captain's call a game. In the
But how would that work? Explain that. Captain say, can we please go back and have a look?
One a game.
Maybe, and it might have to go to the bunker or something, I suppose.
Yeah. I think there needs to be something. You can't let results. Because I look at it this way, I'm like, we're in a position now, we were 1-4 going into it. If we go 2-4, does that kickstart your season a little bit? Maybe, maybe not. We could always sit here and procrastinate over it, but I don't know. It's a tough pill to swallow, Dits.
It always annoys me when people say, oh, well, you should have been sorted earlier in the game and it would have been fine. Games are won and lost by points all the time, you know, that it's... If you want to do that, then you go, oh, well, Collingwood got a free in the last quarter and they won by a point. You know, you go back and those games don't matter. So I just think...
But there is a theory in sport, though. Like, it's a very good point you raise. But there is a theory in whatever sport you're playing that if I hadn't have made those 10 mistakes during the game, we wouldn't rely on that last umpire's call. But no, but do you subscribe to that text or
not? Yeah, I get all that. I do get all that. And we weren't great on Friday night, but I think it was a mature effort from our team, because in the past, if we were that bad, we wouldn't have been in a position to win the game. But for me, I'm like, I look at it a bit more glass half full, and I'm like, we're in a position to beat a team that's in the top eight on the weekend off the back of a game that we were very poor.
Well, let's address that. You beat Carlton in what was a great effort.
Yeah.
So you roll up a week later and dish up that in the first quarter and a bit. I mean, that was unacceptable. Sorry to say, but that was garbage.
Yeah, it was.
So how does that happen?
Good question, mate. We did review yesterday, and it's like sometimes you walk out of review and you can't go, oh, it was exactly this. They were better than us in the contest, and they tackled us and pressured us a lot more than what we could to them on Friday night. So it's just another, we can keep saying it's a learning for us, but you know, as Crows fans, you're probably sitting there getting sick of us saying that it's learning, but it's unacceptable and we're getting a bit sick of it as well. So, we've got to pull our socks up and own up to what we're dishing up at the moment, because it's nowhere near consistent enough for what we expect, let alone what our fans are expecting when they roll into the game.
Thursday, Tex. Happy birthday. Oh. Anzac Day. Just a little spring chicken, little 34-year-old on Thursday.
34?
34.
You're older than me.
So you have to get up and
better looking.
Go and do the dawn service for your birthday.
I will, I'll take the boys.
Yeah,
last year I took Hugo and it was a bit of a colourful morning.
Yeah, he wouldn't quite understand the Anzac.
No, you wanted
spirit.
To go to the toilet the whole time.
Oh, no.
So I took him back to the car, said, there's a box here, just use the box and we'll sort it out later.
Mm.
No, Dad.
No.
Well, you want toilets. Him to poo in a box?
I was dedicated to paying my respects to people that fought for our country.
When they're in the war, they had to just poo on the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Harden up.
I think they would have been okay if you just took him to the toilet.
There was no toilets around there.
Oh, okay.
I went to.
So. Yeah, but have a good birthday, Texan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, were you doing anything special?
No, we'll do something in the morning. Then I said to Ellie I wanted to go and maybe walk around and watch Lucas Herbert play golf.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, are we coming? I said, no, I don't think so.
Tickets aren't that easy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get back to the footy. Mentioned Josh Rochelle. Look, what can I say? He's been under the microscope, the spotlight. People are accusing him of maybe pulling out a couple of times. Let's hear him on Channel 9 News last night.
The first one was just more about, I thought someone was coming right over the top of me and completely, honestly, wasn't brave enough in that situation, which, I'm going to have to take that and move on and learn from it. And the other one was just a complete misjudge.
Said to Roo earlier, I think it's fantastic that he's come out and actually faced the media and said that. I think it'll help him.
Yeah, it's funny, like I get asked a lot, what's Josh Rochelle like? And the best way I can describe Josh is when Ellie's father-in-law was sick, he was one of the first people to message me, how you going? Can I do anything for you? When he passed, one of the first boys to message me, mate, I'm so sorry to hear. One of the first kids to come and give me a hug and say, mate, I love you. People see what he puts out on the field and, you know, he loves the crowd and getting involved.
Yeah.
And does he have to pick his moments? Yes, he does. And I've continued to speak to him. I've been in the exact same position as he has. And I just think it's a great learning curve for a kid who's 20 years of age, who's got enormous talent. We've invested a lot of time into this kid and we'll continue to do that. And I think it's a great learning curve for Josh. And it's not hasn't killed him. And it's just going to make him stronger.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said it that way. I think by him coming out and speaking like that, he's instead of hiding and I don't want to talk to anyone, I don't want to talk to the media, I think he shows a lot of strength, actually.
He's a resilient little kid.
Yeah. In the review, what about there was an incident in the game where he probably could have given off as well, the McHenry one as well. Did he cop it in the review or was the coaching staff kind to him? Or
no, we show clips throughout reviews and, you know, you see you have your one-on-one stuff. So he's certainly seen that, and that's another one. It's another great learning curve for him that, you know, don't ever bite the hand that feeds you. And if you can share with other people, I'm sure they share the other way. So he's another little learning curve for him. And, he'll be fine. We'll wrap our arms around him and get him playing. Because he's playing some really good footy. He's playing a really key role for us.
He does some brilliant things. Yeah. He's an amazing little player for sure.
He'll get there. You got a gag for us?
Well, did you know Sylvester Stallone is on his third marriage?
Really?
Is he?
Yep. But I guess his first one was Rocky. Oh. And his second one was Rocky too.
Oh, no.
He might have six marages then.
Or did.
Hey, before you go, a mate of ours yesterday, when I had a hole-in-one on the
Saturday.
Weekend, on Saturday.
Frio. Well, it's debatable.
Why?
You're a golfer.
Yeah.
If you, like, how many holes on a golf course?
18.
So 19. If you hit it on the 19th, temporary hole, does that count?
Is it a temporary hole?
Clubhouse?
Temporary hole.
Well,
down at Glenelg
are doing a massive renovation, so the 19th
comes. No, that's not
comes.
A hole in one.
It's not.
No.
Then why have the hole at all if it doesn't count?
Nah, sorry for you.
Oh.
Nah, I'm on his team.
Jeez, I'd love to see his face right now if he was listening.
That's a Clayton's hole in one.
Yeah. What's a Clayton's?
Oh, I'll explain it to you later.
One you're having when you're not having one.
Yeah.
Righto.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's get out of here. Ruditz, Loz and Tex Walker. Thanks to Centurion Steel.
Thanks for checking out the Ruditz and Loz podcast, driven by the Ford Ranger Raptor, inspired by desert racing. Ford Ranger Raptor has been developed by the Australian design and engineering team with Ford Performance DNA for true enthusiasts.